systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Monday, March 15th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 323, the Monday night show. You guys should be watching these at thejamhole.com/live or on the Ustream app, of course.
Monday fun day.
Monday fucking fun day.
Fucking
all day
A.
long. Monday hour turn back fun day.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
That kind of messed me up when I got in my car and it said 3 o'clock. I looked at my phone. It's like 4 o'clock. I'm like, oh, yeah.
/ feedback, of course. Type some shit and I'll read it. Or give us a call, 406-204-4687, except for not right now, because you'll probably get a busy signal.
Right.
But, yeah, I wrote the show notes for Friday. Show about that, and like everything is cool when the clock changes on the weekend, because it's not like I don't gotta be up in the morning, you know, so I don't notice it. Excuse me. And I notice everything was fine. I woke up and I was cool until I got into my truck and it said 7, and I was like, it hit me. I was like, fuck, now I feel like it's 7 and I need another hour.
Right.
Fucking bullshit. And I don't get why are we still doing that. Like, I thought it was initially for the troops and marching late, but when I looked it up on Wiki, that wasn't. It was for a whole bunch of reasons, but it's like...
It was initially because we wanted to have the heads up on our enemies during war.
That's what I thought. We had an extra hour to march while they were all getting ready to go to bed and shit,
right,
and it's like, okay, well, that's cool, but... Now we're in wars that aren't even in, like, the same time zone.
Well, it works for us, though, because of the way the sun is and stuff. Our days are longer in the summer and way shorter in the winter.
It
does kind of make a little bit of a sense up here.
It doesn't work for our listeners, especially the ones in Germany. Amham was like, what the fuck? Another hour early? Come on.
I don't know. Oh, well.
All right, well, as you, all of you, are probably here for, we are going to talk about the new book, What Do We Do Now? With, camera two there, you can see the book. Keith Malley and Hemda Khalili, they wrote a book, they do a podcast called Keith and the Girl. Let's welcome them to the show. How you guys doing?
Hello, how are you?
Hello, guys.
Fantastic. How are you guys doing? Good.
Yeah, thanks.
Nice.
Well, we're doing well.
Oh, that's right. We're authors now. We're doing well.
Oh, yeah. You guys got to, like, watch your grammar now. Like, anything you write or tweet or put on the internet, you got to be extra careful, huh?
Yeah, but my extra careful is, like, half of Keith's careful. And right now, I'm trying to, when I Twitter, capitalize my eyes.
Yeah, I don't even do that.
Here.
I'm lucky that the phone does that for me.
Lucky you.
I know, right?
I just say fuck it and go.
So this is your
high five.
I know, high fives all around.
Woo!
This is your guys' first book. Is this the start of a series, or after writing it are you guys like, yeah, let's write another one, this is so awesome?
Oh my God, Jesus Christ, it just came out. Give us a break.
No,
second.
I know, but I mean, like, in the future, did you guys like it enough to where you could see yourselves writing more books?
Yeah, we're going to do 20 books on fixing your relationship.
Oh, just ours. Nice.
Just ours.
It might take 20.
How is your relationship going?
It's going.
Yeah, I'm still here.
So, Dana, you read the book. What do you think? What do you want to...
I thought it was... pretty fucking awesome. I mean, they're some of the questions didn't need to be asked, like, you know, and you can tell by the snippy responses. It's like, are you fucking kidding me type of deal. Like, these, some of them are like, you know, do you have common sense? Fucking use it type of deal. And a lot of them, though, were sincere questions that, I mean, if you picked up another, like, a different relationship book, you're going to get these types of questions and stuff, and they're going to give you some fucking answer that's like drawn out and thought out and this crazy whole fucking to do about this one little thing that you're never going to actually take to heart and actually do. The responses that we get from Keith and Hemda are actually feasible and you can relate to. It's in they're funny and they're witty. It's not like, oh man, I'm gonna have to like, yeah, it's not gonna like bore me to death thinking, god damn, I'm gonna have to do what to fix this? Excuse me?
Like, this is totally not worth it. How about I fix it by leaving?
And then
how's
one
that?
Of Keith's responses was, you're gonna have to kill her. Or something along those lines. Awesome. I was like, oh man. But no, they have really good responses and you can connect to them and you can relate to them is the thing. So that's what attracted me and it keeps my attention because it's funny. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Danny. Did you highlight or earmark any pages for Matt?
He would not let me.
She asked too. She totally is like, can I highlight in this? I'm like, no, we'll get you a copy that you can highlight in. This one is
I wanted
mine.
To.
Some of those questions, like you were saying, you're like, oh, that's very common sense, blah, blah, blah. We kind of, some of those questions, what we wanted to write is, hey, why don't you just ask your partner instead of emailing a radio show? But we couldn't because that wouldn't get us in advance.
Right. Well, like 10 pages and 10 questions of like, just fucking ask her. Fuck.
Yeah, a lot of it, like Hemda's responses and stuff were really good and thought out. But, you know, most of them start with, you know, sit down and talk with your partner about this. They probably feel the same way, you know, and it's good. It's true. So I don't know.
Right. I think definitely the one where Keith said killer, the partner probably feels the same way.
Yeah. Right. It's always mutual. And that's what Keith said the first time we interviewed him about, like, it could just be, you know, communicate, but you can't just tell people that because they're right. Like, well, I know that, but how? It's like, well, with your mouth. And, you know, it's like someone said in the chat here, I think Tronstar, most people don't have common sense. And that's true. What's common for one couple is may not be, you know, for another. So you got to lay it all out.
What's Danny, what's the hardest thing to talk to Matt about that you can't sit him down?
The fact that you can't sit him down. Sit the fuck down, Matt.
Right, calm down.
I can talk to him about anything. You know, it's just the fact that when I get mad, normally I clam up and I don't want to talk. And I'm like, all right, shut the hell up or I'm going to end up hurting you type deal. So I get mad and frustrated and I just don't want to talk. I want to go to sleep and then maybe, you know, wake up and when I'm calmed down, you know, revisit it.
That and I think a lot of it too is, a lot of these arguments that we're having lately start out as joking, but then it gets to a point and either I'll take it to that next level or she will. And then it goes from ah-ha-ha to I fucking hate you for now. And so I think we need to work on this is a joke and this is not a joke. You know, like we can't keep mixing them.
Give me an example. What was the last one? What was the last big fight?
Sex.
Well, it's always sex, though. Like, we don't argue about anything else.
Nope, nothing else.
It's always sex. And see, when we first got together, it was on all the time, and that was awesome. And I'm still like that. She has it in her head that that's what couples do at first, but then because it's a new thing. But then it gets, you know, it's not new anymore, so it doesn't have to happen all the time. And I still want it to happen all the time because I'm a child and I need sex, you know, as much as possible sometimes. And that's where the breakdown is happening.
Would you give it to him more, Danny, if he didn't finish so fast the few times you gave it to him?
No, he's actually quite good in bed and everything. I mean, it does last a good long time and it's awesome. But the thing is I don't want it every damn day of the week. And a lot of times he approaches me at the worst points of the worst points that he possibly could. Like, I just got fired and the fucker tries to screw me
like,
last night.
I will
and I'm
cheer
like,
you
no.
up with my penis. Cause see, I look at it this way. If I'm in a bad mood, sex will always bring me out of that. And so I try to apply that to her and it does not. She clams up, slaps shut, and that's it, you know.
What's the approach to, let's say, right after you get fired type sex? What's that approach?
Pull my pants off, and I'm like, let's do it. And then she's like, you're an idiot. And I'm like, I know, but let's do it.
Wow, you are a child.
Right.
I don't know, dude. I just don't want sex all the time like he does. And he gets really, really mad because I don't want to give him blowjobs. And with my previous relationships, my lips never touched their penis.
See, hold on. She is an entitled female that doesn't have to suck penis, she thinks.
But the thing is I compromise
by
giving you head, you know, as foreplay and stuff.
But
before,
see,
and during, after sex,
whereas
or whatever.
Other girls, when they don't want to fuck, they'll just suck a dick real quick to be done with it. I don't get that with you. It's like, if you don't want to fuck, there's nothing. There is no, well, try door number two. It's like, now go jerk off by yourself. And that's, I'm like, well, why though? Can't you just handle this real quick? And it's not like that, because she hates giving blowjobs. So that's a problem.
Yeah.
Do you go down, Matt?
Me? Oh, all day. Even when she's in a bad mood.
And I don't
I try
want
to
it.
Cheer her up that way. And it doesn't work.
What do you want, Danny?
Celibacy?
No, dude.
No.
I just don't want to be pushed to have sex when I'm in a crappy mood or don't want it. And I don't want to be bitched at for not giving you blowjobs. And I mean, when we do have sex, I mean, it always starts out with blowjob. And, you know, sometimes we stop having sex and then go back to 69ing type deal.
Because I need to get it at when I can. Do you see? Like, if I know.
I don't mind
like
doing
this
that
is
while we're, you know, being
in
quote
coitus?
Intimate.
Coitus?
But, like, I'm not just going to randomly be like, hey, give me your dick.
Right. And see, I've always had girlfriends that were like that, and she's always had boyfriends that were not like that. So we're, in that aspect, we're coming from two different sides. But other than that, like, everything is perfect except for that one thing. But that one thing is really important to me and not so much for her.
Is this the first girlfriend that's not constantly on drugs?
No. But thank you.
First girlfriend that's not as broken as the rest of the girlfriends?
Possibly. Broken. Hold on. Broken in other ways, I would say.
Come on.
She's more of like a loner, take it or leave it kind of girl. Other girls have been like, well, I need to make this work because my family is super fucked. What's that?
Yeah. Yeah, the rest of your girlfriends were codependent, and Danny right. doesn't need you as much, and so maybe she doesn't want to suck your dick every time you bend over or bend forward or whatever the fuck you do, and that's why. And you're a little thrown by it, aren't you?
A little bit. Not so much that. I mean, as long as it's the going a week at a time without any kind of sex, that's what really seriously bugs me. Like, I can deal with a couple days.
I think, and I think a week is a very long time, Danny. However, I think that, Matt, your approach probably sucks. At this point, you just expect it. You pull down. I bet you do pull down your pants. I bet you don't give her any kind of affection beforehand. I bet you just kind of jump to it. I bet you're not like, but there's my dick. I don't get it. My dick's awesome. Well, you said you like sex.
They did say they start with a blowjob. You start with one thing every time. That's a little strange.
Yeah, and you start with the thing that she's not as into.
Well, no. It changes all the time. It's just recently because I've come to learn that that's the only way that I can get that. So I tend more to go for that than anything else. But it's always reciprocated, and there's orgasms on both ends
she
every time.
She doesn't want that reciprocation. Are you even listening to her? Hey, read the book. Secondly,
and where can we find that book?
Oh, keithandthegirl.com/book
Thank
or
you.
Any bookstore. The book is called What Do We Do Now? Here's what you do now. Okay, I'm giving you personal advice because I can tell. And Danny, I see your frustration because you want to have sex too. You just don't know it yet. Let me tell you this. Matt, the entire week you will be giving her a massage every day. Do you know what a massage is for her? It's a blowjob, okay? She doesn't want to be eaten out.
He
she wants a massage.
At massages.
That's
bad.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be eaten out. That's your version of blowjob. Her version of blowjob is a massage. Take out the lotion, massage her back, and see how nice she is to your dick.
Okay, can I say, though, real quick, when we first got together, she made me go get, well, she didn't make me, I went with it, but she wanted me to get my tongue pierced so that I could eat her out more fully.
And it didn't work. Let's move on.
No, you need to tell them. Now they think that you hate getting eaten out. Tell them, please.
No, I like getting eaten out, and it's awesome. And
thank
in the
you.
Beginning, that was actually the only way I could have an orgasm. I had never actually had an orgasm during intercourse. So, you know, for me, it was like, all right, if I'm ever going to have an orgasm with this guy, I need him to have his tongue pierced to be more efficient in that area. But, you know, now it's not.
Yeah. First of all, earlier you said you don't like to be eaten out that much. Now you're saying you are. Secondly, is Matt the most effeminate man you've ever been out with? And I'm not calling you effeminate, Matt. I think you are a very strong, masculine man. But of all your dating experience, is he more effeminate?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why you're coming a little bit.
Huh?
Say that again.
Maybe that's why you can come now.
No.
No. What I am curious about that though. Sorry. What changed? Because before you could never have an orgasm.
Because the
and
thing
then,
is I was too. I wasn't
comfortable.
Yeah, I wasn't comfortable enough with other people because I can't have an orgasm. You know, with the quote unquote G spot that is non-existent
may or
in
may
my
not.
Vagina.
It may or may not be there.
But, you know, I have to do it myself while we're having sex. So I was never comfortable enough to do that around him or whatever. And the thing about you said I didn't like getting, you know, you said that I didn't like getting eaten out. What it is when I'm upset, he tries to approach me with, you know, going down on me to cheer me up. And I'm like, no, dude, I don't want that right now. I'm pissed off.
I try to cheer you up like I would want to be cheered up. And apparently that is not the right answer.
No.
Right.
Are you going to try the massage thing?
Yeah, no, totally. I'm down for whatever.
He really sucks at massages.
No,
and I kind of don't like it.
It's from years. It's years and years of typing and doing phone work that my hands like cramp up like crazy after like 5 minutes. So I don't like doing it because it's really
fingers don't work.
Yeah,
just put it that way.
They can type like almost 200 words a minute, but they cramp up like crazy.
Yeah, he can't.
But no, I would. I'll get a massage thing or, you know, anything like that. That's fine. If that's what you want, though. See, she's never told me that massage me or do this or that. It's you know, it's never been said. So,
see, I could be wrong, but Danny, but maybe I'm wrong about the massage. But maybe you need to talk to him about how you want to him to approach you instead of how you don't want him to approach you.
Well, I mean,
first
like,
sit him down. Talk to him.
And then?
And then, all right. We're giving you your own advice, you jackass.
Like in the book, well, right? Like, communicate? Got it.
I mean, he'll try to come on to me and stuff, and he tries different ways every time and stuff. But, it, you know, if I'm not in a good mood, I'm pissed off, and I give him the hint, I'm like, all right, you know, like in the middle of the night, or like last night, he moves my hand from his chest to his dick, and then I, you know, I leave it there for a minute, and then I move away, and then I try to, like, you know, just cuddle up with him and just, you know, whatever. And I that
just
I'm
testing
to give
the
hint.
I'm just testing the waters.
I'm trying, yeah, and
that
was
that's
fine.
12-year-olds to test the water, but what do you want, Danny? What do you want? Not what don't you want?
Well, last night I just wanted to fucking cuddle up and go to sleep. So I ended up hitting the fucker because he wouldn't leave me alone.
Yeah, she punched me good.
Right, hit him.
Right in the
damn
face.
It, I was gonna guess that. Why didn't you let me guess first?
He pissed awesome. Me off, man. Really
no, because bad. What it was is she said it, and once she's like, if you keep doing that, I'm gonna hit you, and I'm like, really? So I kept doing it, and yeah, she hit me.
Oh my god. You know how old you are.
I'm almost
she's gonna leave
30.
You.
Yes. Thank you.
She's gonna leave you less than a year. You have less than a year with this bullshit. Sorry, Danny, to, you know, give him the heads up, but she's already saving her money, fucker.
Interesting.
I've already almost left twice because of this. I mean, like, bags packed, like, ready to fucking go, and I changed my mind.
And he's chasing, like, he's on all fours as you're leaving the door. I'll eat you out.
No, the first time I was waiting for laundry to get done, he came in and sat in the middle of the bed and cried like a woman. So, right. Yeah.
And you like that, so we stayed.
Yeah. And I don't know. I just don't know how to take care of this man. He's got a crazy sex drive. He's got the sex drive of a 15-year-old boy that just discovered his penis.
Which, I'm sorry, but
I have a sex drive of an adult that
I didn't know
doesn't
that.
Want it all the damn time.
I didn't know that was a bad thing, though, because I've had girls that were like, you don't fuck me enough, and so I get in, you know, you change and evolve, and now I have to go back the other way with you. Like, okay, I can't fuck every day. I need to slow down because you don't want as much.
You know what's good, Matt? Keep comparing her to your ex-girlfriends. That's going to work out really well.
It's great.
Whoa, everybody else wanted to suck my dick.
Yeah, he says that constantly. Nobody
that's
else
horrible.
Has a problem with it. You're the only one in the world that doesn't like sucking dick.
No,
what's wrong with you? What
nobody
happened
else,
to you? What did your daddy do to you?
Nobody else who?
Hmm?
Nobody else who?
You're like, no other woman in the world but you. Doesn't
no,
like
well, that's
head.
Not what you were saying. You were saying none of your other boyfriends. It gets compared back and forth. I don't just throw it out there like, well, this bitch did it. It's never like that, you know.
All I know is you'd be getting more sex if your approach wasn't suck my dick.
Well, that's, yeah, she makes it sound like, it's not like that every time, only when I'm fucking around, but yeah.
No. Maybe and you I still will. Haven't said anything that you wanted. You keep saying, you know, how negative things are.
Well, I like having sex, and yeah, I want sex, but I just don't want it all the time. And like, he's just
boo,
not a
boo,
good
boo, boo, stop saying don't. What do you want?
I want to be Matt left the fuck alone. That's all, right.
All. Fantastic. Well, thanks for the help.
Okay, let's stop Jesus. That one.
So,
all right, Matt. Here's how you fix your lace chip. Leave her the fuck alone.
All right. Done and done. Thank you. You guys are miracle workers. Amazing.
He just drives me nuts sometimes, man. It's like, all right. You know, like, he even fucking threw a temper tantrum and hit his fucking pillow and was, like, being a child. Like, motherfucking fuck, fuck that. Like, seriously.
I
like,
knew you would bring that up again. And what did I tell you the first time? For
what?
Traumatic Wait. Effect. Was I seriously... Right. Pissed and throwing things?
You
no.
seem like it.
Have you
did
ever...
For attention.
What's that?
You did it for attention. You did it for attention, either way, real or not real.
Yeah, and you know what, Danny? I would be punching my pillow, too. If you weren't having sex with me, if I had to wait an entire week, I'd be crying. I would absolutely be crying.
See, this doesn't normally and happen for a whole week at a time. I mean, some events have happened over this week that have, you know, kind of made me a little... Like,
right, well,
you know,
let me set this...
I gotta think about a lot of things and stuff, and so I haven't really been... in that mood or anything. We usually have sex about every like two to three days or
oh,
something
hold
like
on.
That. So.
Hey, Keith, Brent says, tell Keith just because I was banned doesn't mean I won't forget. So he wanted me to let you know that.
Brent is, how old is Brent, by the way? This kid I saw in the chat room, your chat room. How old is he?
I don't know. I thought he was with you.
I'm going to take a hammer to his teeth.
Sounds good. I've never seen him in my life.
It's a little side thing. What was I saying? Oh, you know what? And we talked about this too. Here's a big thing. Tell me if I'm hearing them correctly. She is saying, you know, I get upset about whatever and I need time alone. It's not so horrible to take time alone. What if Matt gives her the time alone and then she goes, hey, I'm back. Okay. I'm ready for some things. Instead of trying when you're not going to get anything and
right.
Playing
well,
your little games.
Yeah. But the thing is, Danny doesn't come back. So Matt's afraid to let her be in her corner because she won't come back. She'll just keep stewing in it. You guys need to start doing this corny thing of, like, setting dates. And Danny, you need to put something slutty on and suck his dick. And then you need to do something nice for her, Matt.
Right. And that's cool. And that's why I kind of was trying to avoid was, like, okay, now we have to make a schedule and stuff like that. Because, you know, we both work and then we do this show. And it's hard to find time. And that's why when I feel that we have some time, I'm all over it. And then, see, with her, though, it seems like she has to have a perfect day in order to have a good evening, in order to end the night with sex. Like, if anything during the day goes wrong, the whole night is ruined. Like, she doesn't snap back from that, and I can't cheer her up with anything. Not just, like, oh, let me eat you out. Not like that. Like, I can take her out to dinner and all this stuff, and it, like, she doesn't come back from it. It's like everything has to be perfect in order for this to happen, and that's what kind of bugs me about it. Do you ever get like that where, like, you just... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I completely understand it, and I know it's really difficult to get me out of that situation, and it is like everything has to be perfect in order for me to come out, and Keith just seems annoying with his trying to make me feel better. It's just he seems like, hey, look, everything's all right. Everything's okay. And I'm like, yo, look at my face. Everything's not all right. I don't want to be where you are right now, and this isn't helping. And the problem is we're so polar opposites at that point. He's getting annoyed with me for not being in his place, and I'm getting annoyed with him for wanting me to be. And so he can't do that anymore, and he's learned he can't jump up and down and save me at that point. He just has to kind of let it go for a minute. But it's up to me, though, to take the step to get out of it and not just stew in it. Because if you stay in it, that's where you're at. That's where you're at, and he can't get to you. You're putting your hand out and saying, don't come near me. Well, and he's not going to come near you, and you're not going to get anything you want.
Well, see, I do come out of it. It just takes me a little bit, you know, a little bit of time to do that. And, you know, the one thing that really bugs me, though, that I don't understand, like, Matt did this last night. We got in an argument about sex again. We're both aggravated. We're both pissed off. And he still has to come. He still has to get off. When I get in an argument and I'm upset with him about sex, the last thing in my mind is to have sex.
Like, jerking off doesn't make you feel better? Because I came out here, I smoked a bowl, and I jerked off, and I was, like, back to normal. Like, reset.
But I don't get it, dude. Like, I just don't understand that.
You don't reset like that.
Like, you can be, he could be so fucking pissed off about something, and then he still has to go jerk off. Like, if I'm mad about that, I don't want to do that.
Just the feeling of that, though, doesn't make you feel better?
No, it will piss me off even more.
Because it takes so long? Because you're like, damn it, just come already.
No, because when I'm mad, I can't put myself into a mood to sit there and concentrate on getting off. Maybe that's it.
You have to concentrate, and I can just sit here and watch TV and rub my dick until it does it, you know? But you have to, like, get in a whole mode.
Matt is making complete sense. Sex does cure stuff. But, however, Danny, if that's not what it does for you, you have to find something. You have to start writing when he's jerking off. And Matt, can you not jerk off in the same room while she's pissed off about your dick?
Oh, yeah, no, it's, we don't have a very big house, but yeah, I go in the living room while she's, you know, in the bedroom or vice versa. It's not like...
Are you stuck? Are you like, fuck it, I'm just going to jerk off then.
No, but...
I reset.
Yes.
No, well... I do that, but I don't, like, come in here. Like, last night, I was going to just crank the porn and just blast it to make a point.
No, but you march out and slam the door and come in here and jerk off, and it's like,
well, I was,
fucking child.
I was making it
Play
known.
Play with your dick. Have fun with your cock and balls.
She's very spiteful. I was making it, what?
Hmm?
Fag.
Fag.
A fag would want to go after your brother, not you. But, see, I was making it known that I was not pleased. That's all.
Well, that there in itself is not going to make me want to fuck you anymore.
Well, it was already lost, though, for that day. So, at that, it gets to a certain point where I just completely give up, and I'm like, fuck it, you know?
Well, calling him fag might not help. What if he calls you a dyke?
He does.
I know, she's very hateful when she gets going.
Are you guys a fag and a dyke?
Maybe. No, not at all.
I hate vagina, so no.
You hate cock. Hey, vaginas.
I know.
It's a little difficult.
You're like asexual.
Well, I don't
She's
eat
not
sex
asexual.
All the time, man. I
She's
just
not asexual. She's obviously not asexual. She wears a little bit of sex in her. Didn't know how.
Whoa.
It's fucked up.
Whoa, you guys are cutting out.
Hang on.
Say that again.
Didn't have no outlet. Not fucked up.
Okay, this isn't working. Try and call back. But yeah, I didn't mean for this to like turn. I wanted to just talk to him about the book. I didn't mean for it to turn to like fix our problems and stuff.
Well, no, you wanted to bring up this situation anyway.
Just briefly, see what they thought about it. Not like, here, now we're going to try and fix it. I didn't mean for it to take that long. But you guys can go ahead and call back in if you, I don't know what the problem is. Internet. Fucking internets. But so what do you think?
What?
It almost seems like you're getting mad again, and now I'm not going to have sex tonight. Are you angry?
No, not really.
Do you
really.
Still love me?
I still love you.
Okay. Yes. Are you guys back?
Oh, wow. Just it fixed. You guys fixed it whenever we weren't on. That's
weird.
That's strange. That's the opposite.
It's all good now.
Weird.
All right. Good.
Okay. So what was
coming? I don't know
saying?
If you heard me, and I know you guys don't want to. I'm not sure if you want to keep talking about it, but Danny, you have no outlet, and that's fucked up. You need an outlet. His outlet is jerking off. He's got his outlet that works for him, and he comes back and resets. You need something like painting, writing, something that would get you out of that head.
See, like, I get out of that head on my own, though. Like,
it just
I don't really
takes
need an outlet.
Time.
Like, I don't have... There's nothing that I really want to do when I'm in that kind of a mood. Like, I don't... I am an artist. I used to be a tattoo artist, and I paint, and I fucking... I draw and doodle or whatever the hell you want to call it.
But not when you're mad.
No, I get mad and I don't want to do anything. I get mad, I want to go outside and smoke a cigarette and go to bed. Like, I don't fucking want to do anything. You know what I mean?
Well, if he's going to be patting your back or whatever massage version of Matt there is, you might want to get your version of something as well, too.
I just don't need to come all the time. So that's his release for being pissed about sex is to go jerk off.
But a relationship.
When I get pissed about sex, like the thing that happens when we get pissed about sex is because I want to go to sleep and he doesn't. And it's like, I just want to go to sleep. I want to cuddle up with the guy that I love and just be held and cared for and not be pressured to fucking put his dick in my mouth. You know, it's like.
Because I look at it this way. If it's not too late because I have to work in the morning, you don't have to, like, early. So I'm like, if I'm up, like, you don't have to get up in the morning, so it should be cool. But it's not like that. No. And a lot of it was your work, your job. You were pissed. You were coming home every day mad. And that ruined it for me right there. And I didn't even have any control over it. You know, you come home in a shitty mood because of work and stuff. And like she said, there's no coming out of that. You just have to give it time and hope you're better the next day. Then you go to work and then you get pissed again. It's like a cycle, you know.
Hack Planet is saying that she'll cuddle with you.
That's a he. Why am I? And he's like 17, so I'm good.
Thank you, Hunter. Appreciate that.
Maybe that's why he wants to cuddle.
I don't know. Fuck it, but.
All right. Can you
ever hold her one night, Matt? Are you into cuddling, or does it make you nauseous?
All the time. I'm a cuddle monster. Let me tell you something, Keith.
But he cuddles with putting my hand on his penis also.
Not all the time. Only
cut it out.
No, only when we haven't had sex in like a week.
No,
because then, okay, listen.
Argument in 2 days' time, too. Like, we'll have sex, and then in, like, 2 days, he's like, why won't you have sex with me? What's wrong with me? Why don't you love me anymore?
See how hateful she is?
That you act
Danny,
like
that. Danny, how old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
23.
Yeah.
How old is he?
He's close to 30.
29.
I think is this your first relationship that isn't like completely fucked up?
Me?
What?
No, not you, Matt.
Oh.
Danny, have you had any other relationships?
She's been engaged 4 times.
Yeah, I've had relationships.
None of those worked out.
How long were you dating before you were engaged?
I lost my virginity when I was 13, so a while. Well, I was engaged. Fuck. The first time I was engaged, I had been dating for 2 years. We were together for 4 years altogether. We ended up getting engaged twice. The other engagement, I was with the guy for 2 years. And then the other one, 2 years. Yeah.
Why do you keep getting engaged?
Because I don't fucking know. They asked me at the right moment. I might be drunk or out fishing and want them to leave me alone so I can, you know, continue reeling something in.
Guitar Hero Dave says, Zach, he was a great boyfriend.
Zach was not my boyfriend. You guys are stupid.
Oh, but that's funny.
Oh, what are your boyfriends like?
What, nerds? Fucking nerds? And car junkies?
Not as nerdy as me, though.
No.
Come on.
RPG nerds.
Oh, that's a different kind of nerd, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, RPG nerds, fucking...
So you guys would just...
Car junkies.
You guys would just have sex in the World of Warcraft, and then when you got out, you guys were both good.
You're an idiot.
You're a bitch.
but oh, my goodness.
I've had other relationships, though. It's not like I'm...
See, her thing is, every relationship she's ever had, the guy has never... wanted his dick sucked or something.
No, he wants it sucked, and they want to do things, but they respect me enough to not fucking bug me every goddamn minute of the day.
And I don't think that has anything to do with respect, though.
What?
Did they cheat on you?
What?
Did they cheat on you?
Yeah, a couple of them.
Hmm.
So? Your point. And I beat the shit out of the bitch and threw her down a flight of stairs and then threw my couch at my boyfriend.
Huh.
So...
Huh.
Mm.
Yeah. Jesus. That just got off easier.
I know, right?
I don't care, dude. I mean, if it's a simple solution as you going and get your shit fucking sucked by somebody else, then, you know, by all means do it, dude. I'm tired of it.
We live in this town, and you know as soon as that happens, it'll get back to you, and then what? You're not going to be cool with it like you were just now.
Holy shit, Matt. Did you hear what you just said?
She said I could do it as long as she doesn't find out, which is not what is going to happen because I know this valley we live in and that's impossible. And I don't want, that's the whole point. I don't want another girl to suck it. I want you to suck it. God damn it.
Well, anybody can do it if you're allowed to do it and not find out, you know?
I know. That's what... we all do that. I mean, come on. But the... Not here. You can't do that in this big of a town. It's going to end up being like your stepsister or some shit, and I'm not going to know, and then that'll be the end of that.
I don't know, dude. This argument's never going to end. We're always going to have this argument, and I really don't want to have it anymore.
All right. What are you guys doing in your town over there? Why are you in such a small town?
Because it's a fucking pothole on the face of the earth and they put a fucking town in it.
She just hates it because the only jobs she can find are cooking jobs.
What? You're an idiot.
We've had
Are you into a bigger city, the two of you? We have water everywhere, Matt. You can deliver it anywhere.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bigger city?
I'm into moving it, just not to where she wants to go. She wants to go to Florida. I can't stand Florida, so I don't know. But
where do you want to go?
Me? I'm happy here, but, you know, if it was time to move, I would definitely move. I've lived in Florida. I've lived all over the U.S., and I haven't really found a place that I was like, I would rather live there than where I'm currently at, you know, here.
This place is boring to me. Very, very boring.
But what would you do in another town? What would you be doing?
In Florida, I'd be fucking snook fishing and fucking fishing for shark all the time. It'd be great.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Like, I want to go hiking and snowboarding.
I never said that.
You can't do any of it right now.
Huh? Yeah, no, we're probably just going to kill ourselves after this show, so it's
probably
cool. But hey, I don't know.
What do you want to do? Do you have any friends? What's going on?
Me?
Yeah, you.
I have one friend and a family, and that's it.
Is it a gay man?
No, it's a chick. Her name's Ashley. She's pretty cool.
But you don't like chicks.
It's the only one I like.
Oh, okay.
That's bullshit.
I have a theory about that, but I'll share it another time.
What was that, Hamda?
Girls like chicks. You like a girl, that's your friend, and so you like girls.
No, it's like the only one I'll talk to. I don't really like...
She doesn't. Okay, here it is. She doesn't like girls that are cuter than her.
No, that's not it, you jackass. I just don't like hanging out with other women because they're always stuck up and prude and shit. And they're all like, oh my God, just like, I'm going to go get my nails done and like be dumb and get my boobies implanted. Yeah.
Right. Well, you don't like stupid girls, but you like women.
I just like Ashley so far. She's like the only one I found that doesn't piss me off. So...
And even her friend is kind of on my side. I mean, it's not a side thing, but her friend is like, you need to please your man. He pleases you.
No, she likes giving head. That's where she's on your side, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, then send her over to suck it. I mean, she's not that great, but I ain't picky at this point.
Wow, Matt.
I'm just saying.
Keep digging. That's really funny at this point in the conversation.
No, I know.
I think
it's
funny.
I have a pre-dug hole. It's okay.
Well, Danny, what are you doing every day? What's your thing to do without Matt?
I used to go to work until I got fired. So,
but what aside from work, though?
It's getting ready to be summertime, so I'll be fishing a lot.
It's pretty much work and the show, and when we go out and stuff, you know, movies and the normal couple thing, I guess.
I just hang out with Ashley most of the time. Like, I go to work and then I get off and I go over to Ashley's and chill with her until, you know, whenever, and then I come home. That's pretty much
what do you do with Ashley?
Chill at her house, we read books and shit, watch movies. Pretty much it.
Same stuff.
Yep.
Was your guys' life, were your lives easier when you were on drugs?
No, the drugs just make you not give a shit about anything, so... It just numbs it down to where you're like, nothing's that great, but I'm high, so who gives a shit, you know? But
How was your trip to New York in April?
What's up?
How was your trip to New York when you guys came in April last year?
Oh, it was phenomenal. We had a blast there. Yeah.
What did you think, Danny?
I thought it was disgusting.
Why?
Like, like, the trash in the streets, the smell, some of the people fucking...
But Florida's like that, too,
man. I could
smell
AIDS on them. Like, there is just...
People
like,
have AIDS everywhere, honey.
Well, no, it was just a very, very congested, I don't know, like, someone threw up.
Well, we were in the heart of it, you know? We weren't, like, in the outskirts or anything.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had fun at the places that we went to and stuff, but, like, you know, on the journey there walking, it was like, oh, God, I need a shower. I feel like I've been raped by this city.
See, that's how I feel in Florida, that it's just so humid and disgusting. It's like, ugh.
Well, how do you think I feel here when I'm always fucking freezing? I'm always wearing, like, two fucking shirts, a hoodie and pants and, like, three layers of socks.
Newsflash, it's wintertime.
It's supposed to be warmer now. It's March.
So you guys are on the New York bestseller list or not yet?
We haven't found out yet.
When you guys when you guys find out?
I don't know. At the end of this week, probably. I really don't know.
Nice. And hey, I had a question real quick about the marathon. Did you guys ever get a hold of Guinness, or did they talk to you, or what happened with that?
Yeah, there's like a submission process, and at the time we had a manager, and so the manager submitted it for us. But since then, we parted ways with our manager, and you need a lot of what's that time to
a
get
warning.
The submission? Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
It didn't come through officially.
Was that the first one you did, or just this recent one?
We didn't do the first one. The recent one, yeah. The first one, we don't know the process of these things, so the process didn't work out, and we only tried this timer.
Okay, because I thought you guys had mentioned it. I thought it was a joke at first, and then I was like, this has got to be a record for real. but yeah, I guess they have a pretty extensive process to make sure, and they have to send their judges there and all that shit.
Well, it is very deep. They have a lot of important things. Longest fingernail, longest submarine sandwich. Yeah, a lot of stuff.
I mean, come on. You can't just take a guy off of the world's longest hair to come listen to a talk show. I mean, fuck. It is a book.
It is a book, right? The Guinness book. It is a book.
Oh, shit. You think the author that wrote that book had a hard time like you guys did with yours?
No, I think that guy was drunk. It's related to Guinness.
No shit. Awesome. Well, you guys want to say anything else about the book or anything before we let you go here? Or?
We want to say that even if you're not in a relationship or in an awesome relationship like Danny and Matt, or even if you just want to laugh at someone else's relationship or just laugh to yourself, it's a book that has to do with relationships, but it's also a very funny book regardless. KeithandTheGirl.com/book. The book is called What Do We Do Now, and you can get it in any store.
It is a book on life.
There is life. A part in the book that reminds me a lot of Matt, and it's from you, Keith. It's in the beginning of the chapter on household, and Keith gives the introduction and everything, and at the end of it, he's like, all right, I got to go bang around some pots and pans so I can accidentally wake him up because I'm getting hungry or some shit.
Yeah, I think we all...
He does the same crap. Like, he will not... He thinks putting something in the microwave to heat it up is cooking. He will not touch anything in the fucking kitchen to feed himself.
I can. I just choose not to.
He will not.
You're a cook, for fuck's sake.
Yes, I do it for a living. Do I have to do it every day for you, too?
I thought you liked it.
I don't mind, but when I have to heat up a sandwich for you, that's kind of ridiculous.
Okay, how about this? If I pay you $8.50 an hour, will you cook for me? I'm sorry. That was a horrible joke.
Yeah.
Pay you $9.
Oh,
give you
I'll enjoyed it.
All right.
You know what, though? Also, the book explains how maybe some relationships aren't meant to be together.
Yeah, maybe, huh? So you guys are going to put a couple books in the mail for us, I understand?
Yep. You're having some kind of giveaway or contest, I understand.
Absolutely.
And,
we're gonna sign a couple books and send them your way.
Nice. So, yeah, keep a lookout for that. We're going to give away one book to a guy, one book to a girl.
Hey.
Lucky for you all. And, yeah, they'll be autographed and all that straight from Keith and Kumda.
Hey, do you guys think that because I had an ovary removed, do you guys think that that could be a part of the low sex drive? I mean, because, like, ovaries put out, what is that shit?
Estrogen.
Estrogen or whatever. That makes you horny and shit. I've only got one. And my shit doesn't work right.
But see, listen, though, because you, at first, everything was cool, but then you said you don't like having sex anymore as much because it's not new and exciting. So
well,
you can't blame it on the ovary,
beginning, I wanted to impress you, and I was excited about being around you and excited about being in the sack with you.
Well, you fucked up.
I'm done impressing
now,
you.
Okay. So you don't have to impress me anymore.
Impressing him.
Right. You should always be. I always try to impress you. Always.
Well, I still try to impress you with little things here and there and, you know, throughout my day or whatever, but, like, I'm not trying to impress you in the sack anymore, man. I mean.
You're over it?
Matt always tries to impress her by getting her to blow him first thing.
Right. I'm like, look at this dick. It's impressive. Come on. All right, guys. Well,
I'm happy.
What do you guys think? This gonna make it or
he's unhappy.
Say that again?
I think Danny's unhappy. I think she's unhappy.
Yeah, we've clarified that, though. And someone wrote in... no, seriously. Someone wrote a letter in explaining why they think she's unhappy. And it's not just me. It's work, and she's stressed about money and this and that. And then, you know, I try to cheer her up with the dick, and that doesn't work. And, you know...
Yeah.
Can we play the 1 to 10 game? I'm kidding.
Oh, Danny, I'm looking at you right now. Oh goodness.
So,
oh,
what
goodness.
Do you guys? Honest opinion. What do you guys think? 6 months.
Ugh, it's not going to continue this way. Nobody wants to live this way. Danny's about to cry.
She doesn't
Matt,
cry.
If you weren't high, you'd be crying too.
She doesn't cry. I'm not high yet.
She doesn't cry. Come on. Fucking bullshit.
I've only seen her cry once, I think, ever. Have I? Have I ever seen you cry?
I don't know. Maybe.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Look at her face. She's crying right now.
Are you crying? Hey, come here. Give me a hug.
Hey, dude, make her blow you.
Shit. Thank you, Keith. All right.
Why would I cry over that?
Oh, man.
See, aren't you glad I didn't write into your show to ask you all this?
Oh, I probably wouldn't have made it to even the bathroom.
Probably not. All right. Well, thanks, guys. It's been fun. I appreciate you getting her pissed again, so now I have to wait till tomorrow.
I like you, Danny.
You like care.
She doesn't like chicks, so back off. All right. You guys are awesome. The book is...
Yeah, thank you.
What do we do now? Oh, real quick. I'm sorry. I totally forgot. How were the radio interviews? Were those just what you guys thought they would be, or were they totally awesome?
You know what? I didn't realize until like the fourth or fifth interview that they were reading off a sheet that our publicist gave out. And I was curious. I didn't understand why everybody was interested in the same three questions.
Fuck.
But it doesn't get creative anymore because you're answering the same answer over and over again, the same dumb joke over and over again. It wasn't bad. I mean, it's a pretty dumb day.
But
pretty uncreative.
None of them strayed from that? Like, could you go right down the line on the list and they stuck to it?
One or two may have strayed.
Not even. They strayed off, they started with that.
Right.
So, and then they maybe got more elaborate than others, but they still started in the same place.
This was more interesting than any interview we did that day.
Well, thank you. We didn't get a sheet. The last thing, are you guys gonna be doing other podcasts, if any other, because I know a couple of our listeners were curious if you guys were still doing that, or are you just doing it for a couple, or what?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're doing a few this week. I know we're doing Michael Carino's and a couple more. And you know what? We'll post it, of course, because we want to give the podcasters that are giving us a chance to speak on their show a chance to maybe gain more listeners, and everybody maybe wins.
That's awesome. I know you will be hard pressed to find another podcast that will ask you to help them like this. So. It'll probably be more just like, here's the book, and let's read a passage, and that's that.
Probably.
But that's cool.
Probably.
Not everyone.
Well, thanks for the...
All right. We got to go. One of us has to suck someone's dick.
Nice. Lucky you. Good luck, Keith.
Thanks, man. I'm going to go get a blowjob. I'll talk to you later.
I hate you. Thank you. Goodbye. Keith and the girl, everybody. Lovely. I enjoy them. Very
I do
much.
Too. And I did enjoy their book a lot. Their book's very good.
I know, and I mentioned this on Twitter. I knew the book was funny when I was in here doing show notes with headphones on. You're in the bedroom with the door shut, and I hear you laughing. I'm like, man, that is a good book. It takes a lot to get you to, like, really, like, out loud, like, holy shit, that was fucking funny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you laugh here and there, but that was penetrative, you know? So what do you think?
About what?
Are you packing up after this?
I don't know what to do to solve this. I'm
Should I just leave?
Done with this fucking dilemma. I'm done with this argument. I'm done.
You're done with
do.
It, but you're not willing to like do anything to fix it. You just want me to leave you the
what
fuck
is there
alone,
to fix
basically.
It? How do we fix it?
We just need to
fuck
do
you
it
every
more.
Day.
Well, not every day. You know, I'd be happy with once or twice or three times
I don't
a week.
Fuck. I don't want to be forced. I don't want in my head to think I'm only doing this so he will shut up.
Well, there's things I do for you that I'm like, you know, I wouldn't do this if it wasn't you asking me.
Like
that
what?
Kind of thing.
Like what?
Really?
What? What do you not like to do?
All sorts of stuff, dude. I'm not. Do you want to get into it?
Well, give me a couple things.
Pay the bills, for one. Your phone, the rent, the food, gas most of the time. There's a lot of stuff I pay for that I don't want to do and I don't have to do, but I like to because it's, you know, for my girlfriend.
You've never once asked me to do any of that crap.
Really? Because I know you're struggling with money.
Well, you've never asked me. That's never come up as a problem or anything. This is what's
because
coming
I deal
up
with it. I just deal with it. It's something that the man, I think, in some aspects should do, you know? If I can. If I was, you know, broke every single payday because of it, I would maybe ask you to help out, but, you know, I can
so,
handle
like,
it.
So, because you pay for a lot of shit and do that stuff, I'm required to fuck you when you
no,
want.
Because I'm your boyfriend, you're required to fuck me. I mean, otherwise we're just roommates, you know? If I want a roommate, I'd move in with my brother. I don't know, dude. So Famous Dave's burned down, speaking of going down in flames.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of that? What happened? So Famous Dave's catches on fire, and then you get fired. Is that weird? That kind of blew my mind when I was looking at it. Like, man, you guys both just...
Yeah.
So what happened?
I don't... Was what? Which one?
Well, obviously the one caused the other, right?
I guess so.
So what happened?
Fucking... I came back upstairs to get online and work, and someone said that Famous Davis is on fire. And then... I continue doing my fucking job.
And for those of you that may not know, you used to work there. You used to run that place. You opened that place
right.
when they first opened up.
I worked there
up.
For 2.5, almost 3 years.
And your dad still works there.
Right.
So that's kind of an important part to this. Okay, so you...
Well, I was going to explain that in 2 seconds. If
oh,
you,
okay. Go right. ahead.
Anyway, so I came back up and tried to work online. And, you know, they told me that Famous Dave's was on fire. And I was like, oh, shit. And then I... finished, you know, setting all the tickets and stuff. The boss came around the corner and he's like, all right, we're closed. So everything was taken care of and shit. And I turned to my boss and I'm like, Famous Dave's is on fire. You know, what's going on? You know,
he's and like, this was that night that you were there late, right? That you guys right. had like a 60 top come in when you closed or something. So you guys had a pretty busy night, right?
Yeah.
And then.
I don't know. You just told me maybe blew my fucking place. Anyway, I went to my boss and I was like, what the fuck happened with Famous Dave's? It's on fire. What's going on? He's like, this is why I didn't want to tell you that it was on fire because I knew it would interfere with your work. I'm not going to give you any more information because all you're going to do is take it and blow up and go crazy and blah, 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 all this crap. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
So who
I'm
told
like, my father works in that fucking kitchen. You need to tell me what is going on with it if you know anything else. And he's like, I don't know anything else. Thank you. And then I walked away.
Who told you first? It wasn't him, was
it? No, another line cook.
They just mentioned it in passing like, oh, shit, Famous Dave's is on fire.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you waited. You got everything done.
Right.
Everything's closed.
Yeah.
Then you talk to him and he gives you this attitude?
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I could see if it was in the middle of a rush, but you guys are closed.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucked.
And then, so, the people that are there online working with me, the other cooks, they're like, you know... I can see you're worried about this. Go downstairs and call and see what's going on.
Right.
I'm like, okay. So I go downstairs and I call my brother who's tried to call me like 10 times by this time. So I'm fucking freaked out. And I call him and I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And here comes my boss around the corner and he's like, you need to get off the phone right now.
What?
And I'm like, okay, I gotta go. Bye. And like, I hang up the phone and like, by this point, I'm freaking out. I'm like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit in that. Like, Famous Dave's, it's not like a normal restaurant. Like, if you guys don't know, they have really large things in there that could go boom really easy. So it's not like, oh, my kitchen's on fire. It's like all these gas lines going into the big smokers and the big grills and all this shit. Like, there's a lot of shit that could easily go up. And when you hear that that's on fire... the first thing you think of is, holy shit, my dad's there.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up that he, it doesn't sound like, and I don't know if you're exaggerating, probably not, but just because I know that this guy's a dick, he's a Delta Bravo, if yeah. you will. It seems like he's just blowing it way out of proportion of how cruel he's being. Like, if your dad would have gotten
care
hurt.
At all. He didn't care at all that I'm fucking worried about my friends and my father that is in this building that is on fire.
He's worried about his restaurant that closed 5 minutes ago.
But I was doing everything. Like, everything was fine. I was working while I was on the phone with my brother downstairs. I was wrapping up shit and putting it away in the damn walk-in and labeling it with my fucking Sharpie. I'm like, what the fuck? And so I get pissed and I go to the bathroom because I'm frustrated. I take a piss and wash my face off with some water. And then I go back upstairs and I open the door to the line and I tell the other two cooks, I'm like, look, guys, I'm a little frustrated. I can't handle being on the line right now. I'm going to go outside and smoke and clear my head and I'll come back in. And they're like, all right. So I go outside and I sit down to smoke and I get halfway through my cigarette and here comes my boss and he's like, I need to talk to you. And I'm like, okay. So I get up and fucking walk back inside, follow him to the prep kitchen, and he just says, you're fired. And I'm like, the only thing I could even say was, okay. And I walk in, fucking go back into the bathroom and grab all my shit and change, get out of my chef's coat, my apron and shit.
Just
and
like that. You're fired.
You're fired. You're fired.
Because of...
No, you're fired.
Can I ask
you... No, you don't understand. You're fired.
Okay, so should I just go finish up here?
No,
or no?
You're
just
fired.
Should I just leave now?
So I fucking...
So hold on real quick. Have you ever been written up there?
No.
Never once.
No.
Not for being late, no call, no show, none of that. Okay, so from A-OK to you're fucking fired.
Oh, he's hated me the
like
entire
that.
Time, but he's never written me
Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Is this the same guy that said he doesn't like the way you walk?
Yes.
Okay, so just for clarification, you may have been fired because of the way you walk.
Yeah.
That's so fucked up, dude.
So I grab my shit, and I'm walking out. And I'm about ready to go, and I hear him behind me, and I fucking turn around. I'm like, hey, you know you've always been an asshole, right?
Did you tell him?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
And then
That's
he's
so
like,
awesome.
You need to clock out. I'm like, fuck you. You just fired me. clock me out.
Clock
I'm
me
not
out,
going back
bitch.
In there. No. And so I fucking leave.
Oh, you should have slapped him. Oh, back of the hand. Clock me out,
I'm
bitch.
Gonna, I'm going to take this and do it the right way.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because you have to, I don't know, maybe it's different place to place, but every place I've ever worked at, you have to get written up before you get fired. Now, if he would have written you up for the way you walk and then fired you because you didn't change the way you walk, I would
that
understand.
That doesn't even make any sense.
I know, right? It doesn't.
But, so...
You fired me because I cared about my dad because his office caught on fire. Sorry.
All the other cooks are fucking pissed. They are fucking pissed.
I bet,
like,
dude.
Because they were supposed to move either me or this other dishwasher guy up to the line to help out, you know, the other line cooks
They just
stuff.
Fired
and they're
the
like,
best.
You can't... They're like, who the fuck are you going to move up now? Are you going to move up this other guy that could barely speak English and has never had any kind of kitchen experience at all and he eats everything on the line if you fucking turn your head around for 5 seconds?
We'll call him Jose.
Close enough. But...
Do you know, though, maybe he's bringing food home for his 20 fucking...
No, he eats it.
Oh,
right there.
He doesn't put it in his mouth and then spit it out later. Really?
No.
Wow.
Yeah, he lives with one of the cooks that works there.
Awesome.
So it's like, you know, they're like, you know, we have to watch him every 5 minutes, you know, to make sure he's doing what we fucking told him to do and make sure he's doing it right. Like, with you, we don't have to ask you to do anything. You take care of it. We don't have to fucking watch you. We don't have to manage you.
Yeah.
You
know what
your
you're
shit.
Doing because
right.
that's
and
what you do.
You know,
do.
He's timid and shy on the line, whereas if they're in the bathroom, I'm not going to freak out if a ticket walks in. You know, I'm fucking there. I know what I'm doing and I'm going to do it. And I don't understand. I just don't understand why he fired me. I don't get it. It's not in his company's best interest to lose someone like that.
Right, and this is the same guy that begged you to come on as a
right.
dishwasher and promised that he would bump you up as soon as it started, you know.
One of the other cooks brought up a good point. He says that because you were, you know, always asking about a raise or a promotion or something like that. He's like, I think that got on his nerves. I'm like,
but
it's not within my rights to be like, hey, I've been working here for like 5 months now.
Yeah.
Can I have a fucking raise?
And not just
Have I not proved myself to be worth more than $850? And when he looked at me and said no, I want to fucking kill him.
Yeah, dude. I could see bugging him about a raise and him getting pissed if all you were doing was washing dishes. But they leave you alone there. Like, you do everything there. Dishes and prep and line. Like, you run the whole place. And he's paying you the $850 for washing dishes still, so... And then to fire you just out of nowhere like that, that's fucked up, dude.
So
he really didn't like the way you walked.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go back in and I'm going to have you with me. And we're going to sit down and talk to my boss and ask for an explanation on why he terminated my employment.
Yeah.
And
I got your six.
Also gets a copy of the company policy and or employee handbook.
And or his nuts.
Because I don't believe that he was within his legal rights to fire me for no reason.
I don't know. Do we got
it's any... because he's in the middle of a divorce and he's fucking sad. He's fucking upset,
you know,
about
what?
His life.
Maybe you walk like his wife walks. Or
no,
his
wife is like 110 pounds.
Doesn't matter. Chicks kind of might have the same gait.
No, what it is he doesn't like women in general. Like, he's constantly picking on the other female line cook that works there. He fired another female dishwasher that worked there. He does not like me because I'm female. I know what I'm doing. I'm assertive and I won't take his shit. I won't just be walked on.
Yeah, you are kind of a bitch.
No, I won't just be walked on. He will come right up and say, why are you doing it like this? And I'll be like, because I was told to do it this way by someone else. I'm only doing what I was told. Show me the way you want it done, and I'll do it that way.
Right.
I will not just be like, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, other chicks will just be like, they'll just take all that and not say, hey, fuck you. Like, you'll just be like, yo, fuck you. You know, he doesn't like that, I don't think. MDS says, fuck all that, Danny. Just get your check and goodbye. And Shazam says, yes, you do have a lawyer in the chat room. And
no,
basically they're just saying, just leave, just get the fuck out. But I want to go in there
because
I want a reason.
You know how bad? Okay, I had an interview on Sunday. Okay, the very next day after I got fired. All right, I had an interview and I had to tell this guy, yes, I got fired last night, and they asked me why.
Because I walked.
I don't have a reason why I was fired.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to tell future employers?
But you know what? When they hear that, I think because of the kind of people they usually deal with, they automatically assume that you did some fucked up
right
shit and you don't want to tell them.
Exactly.
But you like, no, for real.
That's what makes
I
me
don't
feel
know
bad, because it makes me look bad when
right
I'm like, I don't know why I was fired.
That's fucked up.
I have never been fired from a kitchen job. Never.
Have you ever been dumped?
Once.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
I thought you said, okay.
Once, maybe twice, but
you've been
know
dumped once and fired from a kitchen job once. And that is unacceptable. So if you got, here's some quick info from the actual story. The damage is estimated at $250,000. Caught on fire Saturday night. Kalispell police and fire officials still investigating the cause of the fire Sunday night, but they say it started in the ceiling over the mechanical room. And your dad was talking to the news, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Did you talk to him at all?
Yeah.
So what really happened?
He said that he saw smoke coming out of the mechanical room, which is right by the office. And he went in there to check it out, and it was the water heater. The water heater was fucked up, and the pipes that ran from the water heater into the ceiling had caught something in the roof on fire.
Huh.
And he is like, oh, shit, and got the manager dude who was on at that point in time. He's like, hey, you know, this is fucked up. And they tried putting it out themselves with fire extinguishers and shit. Didn't work.
Really?
Yeah. And then he's like, the boss dude's like, shit, what the hell should I do? And my dad's like, call the fire department.
Hold on. The manager, the boss, was like, what
do I...
Yeah,
the guy that they hired over me because they're fucking retards.
The building's on fire and he says, what do I do?
Yeah.
Hey, what do we do now? The building's on fire. What do we do now? That blows my fucking mind.
Yeah, so
if I was your dad, I would have just walked away. I would have been like, nothing. It'll go out on its own. That's amazing.
So he's like, call the fire department. And he's like, really? Are you serious? Is it that bad? And he's like, yeah, it's that bad. Call the fucking fire department. And then he's like, you should probably evacuate the building too. And he's like, just the back of the house, this area? He's like, no, like the whole building.
Get Jack Bauer down here. We're going to need a full-on evacuation stat.
My dad was the last person out of that building.
Scramble the drones. I need eyes up here.
No, my dad was in checking the bar area in the dining room for leftover people and shit while
serious?
The manager was leaning against his car in the parking lot.
Oh, man. That's sad.
Yeah.
That is so sad to me that...
Everybody's like, your dad's a hero and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, my dad just did what any fucking one would do. I mean, it's common sense.
Hey, in a town of people who all have one leg, the two-legged
the same
man
parents?
Is king. That's so amazing.
I hate this town.
Do you
see why I hate this town?
I enjoy it, honestly. I think it's so silly that it's amusing. It's so stupid, it's amusing.
Their
is that
stupidity
possible?
Is putting my father in jeopardy at work.
Well,
that's
no,
cool.
People's
stupidity here gets me fired.
Well, that, yeah. But I think your dad would have known that, like, okay, maybe I'm not going back in there now, you know. 20-foot flames shooting through the roof of the southwest corner when the fire chief arrived. Two firefighters went in the building, said the explosion from inside the building blew open the doors on the north side and blew off the two firefighters'
helmets.
Got it. They were not hurt, thank the good Lord. So,
yeah, so
that's pretty awesome.
I don't know. So I put in my resume today. You sent it out for me.
I did. I mailed it to myself.
That might be opening up around here. So
I mailed it to myself.
They're looking for looks like a kitchen manager position.
To remind myself.
I'm going to kill you.
To mail it.
You are...
So.
I hope I get that job.
I do, too.
If I don't, I'm going to milk unemployment until the last fucking drop. Because I am sick and tired of taking shit. I'm
Fuck
tired 'em. Of it.
Fuck them.
I need things just to go good. I need something good to happen.
Everything good will happen.
Yeah, right.
I'm with you. No, I'm with you.
I'm tired, dude. I've had nothing but a stream of shit for the last few months. And
I know.
I want.
I'm gonna get
good.
Some lotion. And I'm gonna give you a back massage, and everything's gonna be
gonna
all
right.
You're gonna
make me scream and get pissed and yell at you because it hurts.
Oh fuck! Well,
you're like,
I
do this. You're like, that doesn't work. Okay.
I massage you front to back, and then I'll take my pants off, and then you can massage me while I'm massaging you.
Dude, so Keith and Hemza didn't even give us a solution.
Break up is, I think, what the basic solution coming from them was. Or fuck
That's
me
That's everyone's
more.
Solution.
Fuck me more or break up. Or I don't know. I'll just chill because I need you to do the show with me. So, I mean, if nothing else, you know.
I mean, Shazam had a good point. She private messaged me and said, you know, why don't you go back to living with your parents and just date Matt?
And come over 3 days a week.
I know, that's what I'm like, dude, I'll just have to be here 3 days out of the damn week, and by the time I'm done doing the show, I don't want to fucking have to drive all the way home.
Like, go home.
It's like...
Fuck that. Because then you'll end up staying the night here and there, and then you'll end up staying the night, like, more, and then you'll... Pretty soon, you'll be living here again. And it's like, well, why the fuck did you leave in the first place, you know? I think if we're going to split up, it's got to be completely and totally.
Amesby says the solution is Danny needs to find happiness outside of the relationship. What does that mean?
That means you need to find a drug like I have pot. You need to find... Were you happy when you were drinking more? I don't think so. I think that's destructive behavior. See, pot just makes me silly. And then I'm silly. And then that's it, you know? But drinking, when you hit me, that could have went way worse than that, you know, if you were drunk.
I wanted to fucking punch you so bad.
I didn't think
you would.
You're
lucky I just open-handedly hit you.
That blew my mind. Did you see, like, right after you did that, just for, like, 3 seconds, it was just like, did she seriously just do that? And then I was like, ow! That hurt. But see, did I hit you back?
No, and if
That's
you did,
right.
I would have punched
you. One.
You.
I owe you one.
I would have beat the shit out of you.
All right. Well, I got a couple more stories for you. The fuck out of here. This lady, do you know that some people that believe in God, they like to fast sometimes. Because, like, you know, a long time ago, a bunch of Jews got lost in the desert, supposedly, for 40 fucking years or whatever. And so people do that now, and they honor the Lord, and the Lord lets them not starve, of course. Evelyn Boyd was on a mission to pray for her husband, her church, her city, the nation, and the motherfucking president, old motherfucking Obama. So on February 7th, she locked herself in a bedroom to pray and fast. She brought water and prayer requests and told her husband not to bother her. Hey, for the next 40 days for life, I'm going to be in that bedroom praying for this relationship, for the show, for Ustream, for the Lord and the president, Obama. I'm going to go pray for cool. Obama. And so don't bother me for the next, like, fucking 3 weeks. Quote, "This is what I have to do," she told him. For more than 3 weeks, Boyd, who's 55, did not come out. Her family could have come to her aid if she needed help, but her husband wanted to respect her wish to be alone. He figured, hey, she'll be okay. She's got the Lord. She'll be just fine. Just like, you know, the last 4 times she fasted. But on the 26th day, family members, they forced the door open. And you know what they found?
What?
They found her.
A dead body?
Dead. Fucking dead. The Polk County Sheriff's Office says it appears she died because God did not help her. Deputies don't plan to file charges because, you know, God isn't here. You can't file charges against God, right? I mean, if he was a real person, you could.
You should be able to.
But, I mean, how are you going to get him to appear? He'll just not, you know?
Sue the government because that's really what it is anyway.
Is God the government?
Probably.
Did the government create God to kill Evelyn Boyd? That's fucking deep. If I wasn't so stoned, that would be blowing my mind right now. They believe that they don't know why she died. The cause of death is unknown. Toxicology report could take months because no one really gives a fuck. And what happened during those 26 days is a mystery. Before, do you know what happened in those 26 days? She starved to death. Absolutely nothing. She sat there and she fucking talked to herself for, like, you know, hours on end. She talked to herself, and then she talked to God, and then she'd pray some more, and then, you know, the Holy Spirit would make an entrance. He's got to show up because, you know, she's fasting. On Friday, her death baffled family members and the Bartow residents and the religious scholars. All right. And there is a dispute going on here, using the Quran as a path to the Lord. Did you know that?
I really...
At least 10 churches were firebombed and vandalized, as was the Sikh temple. Severed boar's heads, particularly offensive to Muslims, who are, of course, not supposed to eat pork, were found on the grounds of 2 mosques. The cause of this interreligious strife was a court battle over whether non-Muslims may use the Arabic word Allah to refer to God. Really? You... Here's... What's the thing you hate most? Pigs. So here's a bunch of, like, massacred pigs all over your fucking front lawn. Because you hate that. Because you won't let us say Allah to refer to God. Does it fucking matter?
It really doesn't.
Why are they so pissed about that? Does anyone just not get that? Like, hey, dude, who gives a shit? You're wasting everything, like, arguing about this. Who cares? You can't call him that. That's what we call him. Our God's better. Our God's so much better than yours.
Why can't I just call him, like, Obi-Wan or something, okay?
Just call him... I am or something. Fuck, dude. He gives you like, have you ever seen those posters? It's like all the words for God, and there's more than just two of them, dude. There's like a fucking 500 of them. Pick one. This one's your, Will, here, I'll assign you one, okay? You get to call him I am. I'd give him a really stupid one. There's like some real silly ones. I can't even think of it right now, but I used to have that thing when I was a little kid hanging up, and I remember, dude, like falling asleep at night, staring at that thing, just like thinking to myself, why the fuck does he have so many names? Little did I know as a child
from being raised every
that it would be so clear now. He has that many names because people fucking kill each other over what they're going to call him. So, you know, he's got to have more names. You need more names. All right, moving on. There was a traffic stop in Sandy, Oregon. Maybe? I don't know. Three men were arrested after a traffic stop on US 26. Yielded. Are you ready?
Sure.
Two handguns, marijuana, five knives, a machete, a stun gun, handcuffs.
Okay.
A bail bondsman badge, and an open container of Captain Morgan's spiced rum. Awesome. And a clown mask.
All right. He was going to rob some bitches.
That's like an arsenal, but it's not. It's like a ghetto arsenal, like a kind of arsenal you would see in the projects or something. When fools are about to go rob a gas station, everyone's like, all right, bring all your weapons. And they all get there and they dump them all out. Like, all right, well, we got a machete. We got a gun with no clip. We got some handcuffs and this clown mask. All right, let's go. Two troopers pulled over the eastbound car near Brightwood Friday afternoon after motorists called 911 to report that men inside a car were flashing a police badge to get through traffic. Does that work? Like, the badge?
I suppose.
But wouldn't everyone...
Police, move! I mean...
But you're in traffic. I'm thinking, like, going down the highway, you got to have the lights at least. I don't think just flashing a badge is going to do it.
No.
Or, like, a siren... I mean, if he's hanging his head out the window, right?
Yeah.
Like, woo, with the clown mask on and shit.
I have no idea.
Captain Moe, in the other hand, like, just fucking posting up, like, that picture. Oh, man. The driver, 55-year-old Joseph Mailhouse, was cited for unlawful possession of all this fucking shit and probably being drunk. He was with 31-year-old, who was also cited with having guns and all that. And possession of the weed. And you know what else they charged him with?
What?
Failure to use safety restraints. You got a seatbelt ticket. All that shit and they gave you a fucking seatbelt ticket. That's awesome.
That's just overdoing
That's
it.
That's what you get. All right. Well, you ready to get the fuck out of here? Is there anything else you want to say?
If anybody has a solution to our dilemma,
please. I just solved it.
Okay, never mind.
We're all good here.
If you want.
But seriously, if anyone knows how to get her to suck dick more, let me know. You email me.
That's not cool.
I'm totally kidding, honey.
I know, but why would you even... If anyone has a solution to our fucked up relationship, please email us at info@thegemhold.com.
Matt, it's going to be a bunch of emails that say, Matt, stop being a dick. I'm not being a dick. I'm just playing with her.
No, Amesby says you won't listen to our solutions anyway. No, all of your solutions so far suck.
I was with them.
Like, break up.
Hold on. You can't...
Move somewhere else.
You can't pick and choose we got a lot of great advice bits that were like, just fucking suck his dick for fuck's sake. But you don't like those. You're not going to listen to one until it's what you want.
Well, there's no, I don't, dude.
I know. I can't make you just suck my dick more.
No, you can't.
I even tried paying you. I was like, here's $50. It's okay. I just have to love you more. Maybe I'm not loving you enough. Is that it? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us. Of course, email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. You can leave us a message, 406-204-4687, jamhole.com/Twitter, and donate, and of course, buy the book, the Keith and the Girl book. As long as your relationship is not this fucked up, it will help you. I promise. I fucking promise. And yeah, we'll have a couple autographed books to give away to a couple lucky listeners. That'll be big fun. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys Wednesday. Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.